We get loads of fascinating emails into the programme here on a daily basis. And, you know, sometimes we bring listeners on air. You heard some of them a little earlier who want to talk about their issue, or maybe they want us to discuss something. They want to find out what is the norm like? How do things usually happen maybe in other people's households or businesses? But this was a fascinating email that we got. Now, the listener, maybe for probably obvious reasons, didn't want to come on air. They wanted to remain anonymous, but I just thought it was too good to bypass this discussion. And my producer, Dee King, is with me here today, because Dee, this is the email today. You said we couldn't leave this. We couldn't pass this discussion.
No, it sparked up too much conversation in the office between all of us to not then do something on it. So we said we'd read it out and then ask for other people what their opinions are. So this is the email. Good morning. My wife and I both pay our salaries into a joint account and have been doing so since we bought our first home. We don't maintain any bank accounts in our own names, all joint accounts. I mentioned this at work the other day and everyone around me said that it was weird. They all receive salaries into their own account and then some pay over into a joint account. While both approaches work, the second seems like more work. It also possibly results in the couple having incomplete information when making financial decisions, as neither person knows exactly how much money they do or don't have, and leaves one of them with access issues if the other becomes incapacitated or dies, particularly if there is no will. They want to know what the norm is out there.
What is the norm?
I don't know. From chatting about it in the office, everyone has completely different situations. I don't think there is a norm. That's why it's so interesting.
0874100106 is the WhatsApp number. But like, I would imagine most people get paid, you know, directly themselves, and then they have a joint account if they're married, or maybe if they bought a house with somebody, you know, for the shared bills or the mortgage. Or
I'd say that's more normal. I'd say you get paid into your own account and then put whatever you want into your joint account to cover things like bills. I'd say that's the most common one, but there seem to be loads of different variations of it out there.
Secret vault. Revolut vaults. Many of you. Go on. I'd say you have 40 of them. Of you.
I have about four, I'd say.
Yeah. Sinead Ryan, our presenter of the Hope Show, of course, and consumer expert, is with us on the line today. What is the norm, Sinead?
Picked a bugbear here,
go
Andrea.
On.
Absolutely. This causes as much problems with couples, I think, as the division of labour and housework, sex, any of the big infidelity. Finances are one of the most important things to get right in any couple, because without that, you kind of have a whole then different approach to trust and all of that. So there's only one case, actually, where I can think of where a fully joint account works. I'm not a fan of them. And I think it's the only time where both spouses have a similar approach to spending and saving, where both earn similar amounts, and when they're in complete agreement over which of their spending are needs and which spending are wants. Now, that's very rare, because most of us are shaped by our own childhood, by how our parents approached money. So to find a couple that gets together that has exactly the same outlook is very, very unusual. So I'll be honest with you now, I am an advocate of five accounts, Andrea.
Five of them?
Couple.
Just look at the charges and that. What do you need five accounts for?
Well, I tell you, so the first one is, so let's take a regular couple. They don't earn exactly the same amount. One maybe has a different view to saving and the other is ash or whatever. It'll all work out. Or, you know, which most of us have from time to time. So it's really important to have a household joint account. And this is probably your main one. Now, this is going to cover your big ticket monthly stuff, your mortgage, your rent, your utilities, all your insurances, kids' bills, all that. So the bulk of your money is going to go into that. Now, I would always reckon you can split it 50-50, but for most people, it should be in the ratio of how they earn. So one person earns twice as much as the other, they contribute twice as much to that account.
And this is, Sinead, we'll say, for instance, this would be if it was you and I in the partnership, that we'd have our own separate individual accounts for our salaries, and then we would put an allowance or a certain amount into this joint account each month or each 2 weeks,
exactly,
or whatever.
Exactly. So what it means is that you have to add up all your household expenditure and work out how much that's going to be over, say, a year. And because not all bills come in every month, like electricity and gas are only every 2 months. So add it up for the whole year, divide by 12, and then divide it again by how you earn. That goes into that joint account. It should never go into overdraft. All bills are paid from it, preferably by direct debit, and Bob's your uncle. Now, after that, people should have their own personal account for personal spending. I mean, you know, even for things like, think about a birthday present. If you operate a fully joint account, I can't buy you a present. And it won't be a surprise. You'll know exactly what I spent on it and where I got it and all this. It takes the surprise out of a lot of stuff. And you're entitled, if you earn money, to have some privacy around what you spend it on, even if you're married. So a personal account for each of you of what's left over, and then two other accounts.
What are the two others
for? One is for a joint medium-term savings account. So this is where you've decided we are going to take a chunk of money every single month from our earnings and we're going to put it towards future savings. So that could be school fees, college fees, holidays, saving up for a new car, all the kind of the medium ticket stuff that you don't want to get into debt for, but you need to put it aside. And then finally, every single couple needs a fun account, a small bit of money going into a pocket, a vault, a deposit account for your nights out, wedding gifts for other people, a naughty weekend away, something that you can just say, oh, do you know what, let's have a bit of crack and go away.
Yeah.
That's what you need. So
that's the play account.
The play account. Like, current accounts are expensive. There's no getting away from it. Banks have to charge to mind your money, right? So the current accounts are going to cost you. The savings accounts are free. Banks don't charge for deposit accounts. Revolut don't charge for their pockets. So they're the ones to use for that. And what you get then is not only a transparency about here's what we're spending jointly, here's what we're keeping, but mostly what you get is a forced budgeting. That's going to save you from financial ruin. That's going to save you from different opinions.
Yeah. Do you know what's funny? You know, the vast majority of the listeners who've got in touch with us so far about this, they all make the point we only have a joint account. As John says, separate accounts, it's not a marriage. Another listener, joint accounts all the way since we got married. This listener says we only have one account and it's a joint account because we're married. All of the money goes into it. My husband earns four times my salary, but we're in sync with how we spend and invest. It works great for us. He's much more careful in terms of spending than I am.
You see, so there's the real key to that. We're in sync. So if you are completely in sync and you absolutely are never, ever going to have an argument over, hold on a second, what are you spending 300 quid in a pair of shoes for? Are you mad? If you are never going to have those conversations, then that's fine. And lucky you. But for most couples, it isn't the case. When you take something like going to the hairdressers, right? Just simple example. What's a bloke going to spend
see,
on that?
Yeah, you want to see my bill for that. But yeah, no, I take your point and there's nails you know, and the whole lot, it all clocks up.
And in my experience, husbands are sometimes better off being told, oh, do you know what? It was really expensive. It cost me 40 quid.
Yeah, and then sure, you've Botox probably 3-4 times a year as well. And every girl I know telling their husband that they're getting their nails done and God love them, they haven't a clue.
And every credit union being told, oh, it's household maintenance. Well, it might be. It's
yeah, and arguably it is. You know, listeners, as all of our money goes into the joint account and then we both get sent the same allowance into our current account, regardless of our personal
so
wages.
That back. Well, that's fair enough. That's the same thing. It's just back to front. That's absolutely fine. So you have it both going into one account and then split back out.
There's one really honest listener out there today, Sinead, right? I work in the legal field and I'm shocked at the amount of couples who hide money from each other on a day-to-day basis. One person often doesn't even know what the other earns. It's shocking. Can't get my head around how one person can keep money from another. It's called a runaway fund, let's be honest. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
most people
do you know
I know
what,
have
Andrea,
them.
It's also called financial infidelity. And I have seen couples where this can absolutely break them up. This can be as serious for some people as you know, infidelity in terms of an affair. Hiding money is not what we're talking about here. Okay, there's a difference between having privacy over, after all expenses are met, having privacy over what you want to spend your own money on. It's a big difference when you're hoarding, controlling the money and then not telling your spouse about it. That's an absolute no-no for me. So financial infidelity, definitely not. A tiny running away fund, knock yourself out.
Yeah, listener says, I wish I had a joint account with my wife so I could see how much she spends on clothes. The amount of packages that come in the door is off the charts. I've no idea how much it costs and she won't tell me. But you see, if that's her money, like, why can't she do with it what she wants?
Well, as long as nobody's getting into debt. So the danger would be if one spouse, for instance, is running a credit card that the other doesn't know about. Now, that's a kind of a big red flag because that means some of your life is being lived on debt. And debt is a shared, I mean, even from a legal perspective, debt is shared. Whether or not you built it up or not, you are both going to be responsible for it.
Okay, so fair enough.
In the same way that savings
he's a right
should
to know
be talked
that.
About openly, you know, debt shouldn't be there. But if it's her own personal money she's earned and all other expenses are being met, it's none of your business.
What about Gary in Dublin? He says separate accounts. She covers the mortgage and the groceries. I cover the utilities, the cars and the home projects. We earn roughly the same, but I don't want permission if I want to buy a pair of jeans.
Yeah, I get that. And look, all they're doing is avoiding the expense of a joint account there. So as long as you're divvying up, I pay for this and this, you pay for that and that, and the money comes out the same. Again, that's fine as long as nobody's falling behind.
Yeah, this listener.
The joy of a household joint account is you can both see the direct debits going out every single month. So there's no hiding behind
that. This listener says all of my money goes into my wife's account and that's it. So yes, he must get the pocket money then.
There has been a very traditional way, certainly when women didn't work for the most part and they were housekeepers, they got all the money and gave back their husband his spending money at the end of the week. Now, that I don't think that has really pertained since about the 1950s, but who knows? Maybe it works for some
Whatever
people.
Works for you. Let us know what works for you. 087 1400 106. How do you divvy up the accounts? Is it one joint one or is it, as Sinead Ryan suggests, five different accounts? It's the one thing that I would want out of a relationship is access to the joint account. 087 1400 106. That's Sinead Ryan, our own D King producer. And thank you very much to that listener. Wherever you are, thank you for sending us in that email.